When the messengers of John the Baptist had left, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine garments? Those who dress luxuriously and live sumptuously are found in royal palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom Scripture says, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you." I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John. Yet the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. All the people who listened, including the tax collectors who were baptized with the baptism of John, acknowledged the righteousness of God. But the Pharisees and scholars of the law, who were not baptized by him, rejected the plan of God for themselves. As a child in the pew, listening to Scripture, John the Baptist always caught my attention and my imagination. I always thought of him in contradictions. A holy man, but not dressed like any that I knew. I imagined him very rough around the edges and very direct. And I knew that as a prophet, his words must have brought both fear and hope, apprehension and comfort. His life's work, his ministry, must have been difficult, yet clear, exhausting, yet invigorating. John the Baptist was holy. He was humble, he was faithful, and he was brave. Grounded in our baptism, then, let us live the same. Live like John, sharing God's love, sharing Christ's message, now and throughout the year.
Thanks, O Lord.